Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday BBS program. We're on Station 1. So Monday and Wednesday are Station 1. And then Friday and Saturday are Station 2. And the date today is May 6th, which would be 5-6-2015. So we'll just start off clearing the date, I guess, since we have two consecutive numbers. So here we go, clearing 5-6-2015. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we'll look at maybe you have some emotional trauma or pain in your body, frustration, whatever your kind of issue is today. Think of that, and we'll see if we can clear that one situation away from you. You still may have lots of them still floating there waiting to pop in, but, you know, what you think about is what gets cleared. So this would be that one incident that you've had maybe with the last week. And here we go, releasing that one incident from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you look at it, you're still going to see that video of it, but you're going to be disattached almost completely from it. And that way you can have peace in the place of the energy of whatever you're dealing with there. So let's make sure you're in the now here. So you can take your index finger and point it straight up and kind of move it in front of you. And let your body do it. It should be directly in front of you. If it's to the right or the left, means that you're really not here. You're living on a timeline, but you're having the aliens reproduce this whole program for you in the past or in the future. So we'll bring you back here to the present now, and this is where we are, and just see if the energy in the room changes. So here we go. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now you should be with us completely. And sometimes aches and pains will leave you when you're in the past or the future. Let's activate the light beam. So bring up the three light beams if you have them in front of you. And here we go. First light beam, we're going to bring in male energies. There'll be three light beam males coming into that one picture. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's do the next light beam picture. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the last light beam picture. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is there. So are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everyone. So happy to be here for the Creation Lightship Healing Call. You've been listening to Ron Ametron, and his website is creationlightship.com. If you haven't been on it yet, be sure and check it out. There's a lot of information there, a lot of free healings that you can do for yourself, and welcome. We're happy to have you here tonight. Thanks so much for activating light beings, Ron, and getting us all in the present moment, and also releasing whatever garbagey thing was hanging on to us from this week. So we have a few comments. I happened to do the last show, which was Monday, and someone wrote in then that they had a sore body part, Ron. You probably don't remember anymore, but you did some work on that. You took entities away, and then you did a pain body sample, and that person wrote in to say thank you and that they were feeling much better. So that was very nice. And we have a kind of similar thing, but I guess this is a skin situation, Ron, and maybe we could do something similar. Someone wrote in that they're having an uncomfortable itching, I don't know, they didn't use the word rash, but I would say like a rash, I guess, thing going on. So I was wondering if we could perhaps do a skin clearing thing for people tonight.
Okay, so let's start that. So if you have a skin condition of something, again, we'll start with entities. As entities get attracted, since you know about it, right away it's your mind energy, and that's connected to your body because your body now has something. The mind energy now will bring forth entities because they want to have it to experience maybe what they've had in the past or that location to get energy from you. So they're just an energy vampire. These are the entities. So here we go, releasing those. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And kind of focus on the area. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. And let's do one now for maybe itching or pain. Could be one or the other or both. Maybe somebody has poison oak or something. And that's kind of, one of those things that happens this time of year, or like maybe poison ivy too. So here we go, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I don't know what else to release, but let's release the mindset that you have of having this condition. So maybe, let's just say maybe you caught something, we'll just say poison oak, 10 years ago. And now you have it recycling now because it, you did the same foolish thing or didn't do something, but you got it, whatever. I won't say it's foolish, but sometimes people don't know what it looks like and they need to know. But aside from that, let's say that you caught it the second time or third time. And now it's bringing back all the floods of memories from the past, how miserable you are now and what you were in the past. Let's release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. A lot of energy there. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So this could probably be maybe fear that you're dealing with, since I yawned a lot. Maybe you've had it in the past. Now you go, oh, boy, I got it again. That can put you into the fear mode. If it's happened to you, more than probably 3 or 4 times in your life, you might have that reoccurring recycling barcode on this. So you may see when you got it last time, or just see if it's on the same basic time of the year. So anyway, let's release the energy of fear from you. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And typically, I would think that it would be probably worse having this condition maybe on your feet, possibly because you always walk with your feet. And maybe, one of your private parts, So let's do a clearing for that. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So when I use the word stronger, I'm just adding a lot more energy to it for you. I guess maybe to a first-time listener that may go, oh, boy. Is bringing it in worse to me, that's what it would maybe sound like, but no. I need to say something to increase the energy. We'll do it again for you. Maybe you got some kind of really itchy rash or something. So here we go. Stronger, releasing that energy from it. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Ann, we'll turn it back over to you again.
Thank you, Ron. I just wanted to add that you have the wonderful water charging on the website. And people can use the water to soak body parts in, I guess, also take a bath in, and just put in a spray bottle and spray it on, all over your face. And you can do a water charging, I believe it's, you can do one container for $1. You can do it for a whole week of water for $20. You can go on your Wednesday call and get the 7 gallons or a lot of water for the week done. So there's a lot of different ways. And also coming up this weekend, I wanted to remind people on Saturday is the 4-hour ascension call and the 8-hour healing intensive that Ron does every month that begins this Saturday and Sunday. And there's a lot of water that gets charged on those calls as well. So that would be something that would help somebody with any kind of skin issue, right, Ron?
Yeah, that helps out a lot. Yeah, we do skin misting water. So definitely you may want to check that out. But you can still get it for a dollar on the website if you like. But the calls are pretty special when we do the water. So let's, I guess we could switch over to something else. I don't know. I'll turn it over to you, Ann. We'll see what comes out of the hat here.
Well, I wanted to read the next email that came in, Ron, because it's kind of connected. When you were helping this person out with the skin issue, you really illustrated, I felt, what you've said so many times, that these things are complex. It's not just one thing or issue you might have. Like, you might be causing it to replay in your life, or it could be something even from your parents and grandparents. It could be past life. It could be curses. There's so many different things that could be going on. So somebody wrote in an email that's kind of related. And she says, thank you so much. A couple of Wednesdays show ago, you brought up the touchy subject, the C word. She means the disease, not the curse word. Just what I needed to hear. I've worked on this in the past, but after that show, I realized I did not clear my mother's issue. I was a small child when she went through hers. I timeline crashed over 300 timelines and feel so much better and look different. Also, until I can do the empathic clearing, I went back and spoke out loud. I command my empathic body to release this C-word issue from my body. I started at birth and went through each year of my life. Very powerful, so much cleared.
Right.
If you can see like what percent more I might need, I'd be very grateful.
Yeah, it looks like you cleared about 20% of it.
Okay. Wonderful. And then she wrote in more. I also revisited the unlimited entity removal clearing that I ran, as you suggested, and typed in the clearing all entities attracted to the C word and ran it all night, changing up the different body organs, and ran it again. So that's a great idea.
Yeah, that sounds real good. Yeah, that kind of switching it over a little bit to something else, but that's similar. You know, if you're around somebody that does have some kind of situation going on and you see them a lot, chances are that energy, you know, can, I'm not saying that it's 100%, but can come into you just from osmosis, we'll say, just being there, okay? Especially entities. So, you know, you want to clear yourself of that particular situation that maybe, you know, somebody has around you. Maybe you're working with somebody and they, you know, have something going on, and maybe, you know, they're going to be quitting their job in 3 months or something because they're kind of getting a little worse each day, and you're around them, and, you know, you do have that compassion and you like the person, but, you know, they are kind of radiating that energy around you and to you. Well, it gets to be kind of sticky, you know, like if you're a nurse or somebody, or even somebody, you know, that you love a lot, we'll say, using that L word, you know, maybe you're living with them, or, you know, you have to drive once a week to see them, and maybe they're in the hospital or something. And then you leave them and you just feel really upset because they have this, okay? Well, they may have, you know, had their friends, you know, the hitchhikers around them hop into you, and now you feel that full impact of that illness, and now you feel maybe even hopeless, which can you can kind of relate to maybe one of your loved ones or something. But it's not really their hopelessness. It's the ones that came with you, maybe out of that rest home or hospital or something. So those are what you call entities. So you want to clear those out so you can go into that location again in the next week, we'll say, fully charged up and be able to really maybe be present. Otherwise, you're going to be maybe doom and gloom, and you may not wish to be that way around maybe, you know, somebody, maybe your spouse or parents or grandparents or something. So, you know, the entity clearing is very, very important to release that, the energies from you. And that can also, you know, get you into a situation to where you're really angry because the person has this particular illness. And so the anger comes up because, you know, it doesn't feel right to you, but you're really dealing with all the other entities' anger. They're no longer living. And then you project that onto, you know, maybe, you know, those that person or people that you like. So anyway, I'm just kind of sharing that, how the dark side really messes us up to get us to suffer a lot, you know. And, you know, if you don't have it yourself, a situation, they'll normally find somebody around you that they're picking on, and then they bring you into that, you know, arena. And now you're dealing with that same situation, but you don't have it yet. And, you know, those energies, if you don't get rid of them, they can start to manifest that particular thing with you. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Well, I thank that listener for sharing, because she kind of was illustrating that if you have an issue like that, you want to get it from several different healings if you can. And that sounds like, you know, what she's doing that really effectively. And it's almost, Ron, I was thinking as you were talking, like we just should assume, you know, forgetting the medical model where we've learned certain things are contagious and certain things aren't, that we should just maybe assume everything's contagious and clear ourselves if we come into contact with somebody or you hear a story or see an ad. You know, they love to advertise the diseases and their drugs and everything, right?
Yeah, and just see how it relates to you, you know, when you hear this stuff and what's the keywords that they're using to entrap you, okay? There's always keywords in everything that the aliens put out. Remember, we're using the alien, nursery rhyme book, you know, they're giving us all this stuff, and they created everything that we're thinking of, and whatever we're thinking of, they created, because they gave us thought, mind energy. So if you could look at it that way and look at the keywords, you know, what's in there, which resonates to me, which is now reinforcing my DNA that's dormant and awakening it, because you don't want to have any of that stuff awaken. So if you can kind of figure that out, you may be a lot more peaceful for a lot longer. But that's the whole thing is, and we got that pre-clearing for the alien keyword intercept. So if you do figure out something that you read it and it pushes your buttons and you go, aha, I found one of those keywords in this literature or whatever it would be. So kind of look at that and break words up and see what they're made up of. Like I mentioned before, you know, you may want to go like when you get a word and you don't know what it exactly means, you know, go like three words, you know, in the dictionary ahead of it and maybe three words after it. And it's a really good clue of what that word is meaning. And if you want to go further to get a lot more, then get one of the, you know, early editions of the Black Lark Dictionary. Because you're going to realize that words that we say mean something completely different in the corporations. And so you need to understand what you're really understanding, because it may be something completely opposite to what you're dealing with. So anyway, there you go. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And just to remind everybody, keywords, natal barcode, and alien keyword disconnection, which is a free healing. But if you have the natal barcode after you've done your name, all your names, your address, all your addresses, all your numbers, then you can go in there and put also any keywords that you want removed from your mind and body. So we have a couple of more. You know, I feel like this is all, they're all kind of related. They're, in a way, all the same question, Ron, so I'm going to keep going on the same kind of subject. Receiving the barcode, I think they mean they did, you know, maybe the spirit barcode clearing. How do you know if any one of these codes get put back on you? How can you be sure? Might as well get the unlimited. And the person said, I've done all the barcode clearings. I do still have the normal phenomena of instances where that type of frequency does come back to me. So for instance, someone starts asking, what's your name, what's your birth date, what's your sign, etc., and you can feel that energy trying to hook you. So I thought that was very well said, that in other words, once the barcodes are off, and you, or for instance, you've had the planet disconnection that you do in the 4-in-1 clearing, and then people want to know, so what's your sign? Oh, I knew you were that. You act just like that sign. And you, I guess you want to laugh that off, right, Ron, and not get drawn into it.
Yeah, and also that the planet star vortex clearing is very good to get that off. The natal one is what they set you up with, and then the planet star vortex is probably what they're still doing to you in the beyond all continuously. So both of those are very good clearings. You have to look at the clearings as what did they set you up with when you were born, okay? And so that's your natal chart information, and that's with you. So that's how they sort of keep tabs on you. And then from there you can branch out and, like, do the planet star vortex if you feel something crazy going on, or you feel, you know, somebody talks about a planet or something, and now suddenly you get a little twinge inside of you, and you go, uh-oh, you know. Well, right away you know that that's some kind of energetic cording probably from that planet. And then you know, seeing the numbers on your clock all the time, that means that they're connecting to you through a program. And once you sort of figure out what's happening, then you can kind of find the remedies that we have on the website to assist you. And, you know, when all else fails and, you know, maybe your life isn't working too well, then, you know, do the self-empowerment clearing. And then also, if you feel like just things are happening kind of beyond your control, then you may want to just sample the and get on to that alien attack page, because sometimes these things are hidden. And as you get on there and you start reading about what's on that alien attack page, then you may start to realize, yeah, this stuff is coming to me through that, and now I have a way to deal with it. So there's unfortunately no simple answer. Like I stated before, when I first started, I only had 4 clearings, and I thought that was plenty, you know. And now I got so much more because people needed and requested more clearings from me, because they go, man, I have this problem and that problem. And I go, well, okay. So we just started putting more clearings up. But the main thing is, you know, just see where you are. You know, first do the emotional clearing. And that's what you want to begin with. Even if you're a mental person, you know, do the emotional, and then do the mental next. Because sometimes those energetic bodies are really hidden from you, and you really don't understand that you need to have an emotional clearing, because you always think. So that's why you want to do the emotional one first. That's the premise of what they tap into in your life on your natal chart. So back to you, Ann.
Well, yes, thank you, Ron. And we have a couple of testimonials from the expo that I'd like to read. But you reminded me that people ask who come to the expo, for instance, and are therefore new to Creation Lightship and all of these healings, you know, what should I have this problem, how do I fix it? And you always tell everyone to start with the emotional clearing, as you were just saying, but people are sometimes seem almost frustrated by that. But it's not emotional, it's this. They just want to zero in on what their problem is. So maybe you can talk a little bit more about that, Ron, why the emotional body is so important.
Yeah, the emotional body is the foundation of your life, even though you may not even think it or believe it. So you start with that. And then, like what I do at the expos, you know, if I had the opportunity and somebody was wanted to stay with me, maybe for 5 minutes, I could clear, you know, 10 other major issues in their life that they're dealing with right now, because normally people have about 10 issues. And once I clear those 10 situations that would be emotional, man, their shoulders drop, they start smiling, and I think nothing's wrong with them. Yet they don't realize that there's, you know, maybe thousands of issues that are buried or just behind the curtain ready to pop out. But the emotional one is what you need to start off with. You know, I do get people who say, I'm not emotional. I don't need an emotional clearing. And other people say, yeah, well, I'm dealing with fear. You know, how does emotion deal with fear? Well, you know, you need to get the emotional one first, because that's the premise kind of your life. And from there, then a lot of times the fear can even go away that you're dealing with, because it was an emotional issue that somehow clogged up your fear body. So the emotional body might already be trashed. It could have got trashed maybe the first 5 years of your life. You don't deal with emotions. Now you're dealing with anxiety and fear and trauma, and you don't even think emotions exist for you. But yet, you know, you do deal with that subcategory of that emotion, maybe through fear and, you know, trauma, anxiety and stuff. But the emotional one can release stuff from you that you never thought you had. And you may think that you're dealing in fear, and you do the emotional clearing, and most of your fears leave you. So that's the main one, is the emotional clearing. That's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. That's what they talk about taking away people's sins. That was the emotion and the energies that was attached to that, which is judgment. So that's what you want to get out of you. Remember, judgment is what happens to you when you get an emotion, because you start getting upset about something, and you're emotional because of judgment. Now, if you need to go really, really deep, you need to go 7-generational of the emotions, which, you know, people do that. But you might try the judgment clearing. We have that on the website. You know, I'm just kind of suggesting that if you felt like, you know, maybe the emotional one didn't work for you all the way, but I'm only probably talking to maybe less than 5% of the people listening here. So, you know, you may want to try that. If, you know, you tried a bunch of other ones, you go, I'll just give it a chance to try just to see what happens. Remember, everything is judgment, but the emotional one is the big one. So first do that one, and then you reevaluate yourself, because the emotional clearing will actually take away a lot of the people around you as far as their issues that's resonating to you. So they'll still have the issue, but you're not going to have any resonance. So you lost your catcher's mitt. Then be throwing you all these balls, and you're going to be trying to dodge them because you don't want to live there any longer. And you say, oh, well, I don't want to deal with this lady or man who keeps talking about their divorce for the last 5 years and what's happening to them. You know, I kind of moved on with that, you know. And, you know, maybe you have the same situation because you got in this self-help group, and then you got some, you know, really good friends or buddies, and they're still dealing with that, and you see them, and they're in all this emotional pain. You know, you don't want to live there any longer because they're giving you their pain and you're trying to heal it from them because you're fixed. And, you know, walk away, Renee. Tell them to do the emotional clearing and do their spouse and watch them change. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, wow. Thank you so much. Okay, we've been talking a lot, and I was wondering if we could take a little sample healing break again. Thank you for all that information. Someone has a request for, well, they're talking about a certain body part, but I was wondering if you could do a clearing for people who have fallen and hurt themselves.
Okay, sure. So remember that you've all fallen and hurt yourself, and that energy could be with you. So I don't know what area to even look at, you know. So just pick the area yourself, and that energy could be with you. Maybe you've been kind of limping, or you can't do a lot of things because you hurt your knee when you're 12 years of age and you just think that you have this for life and this is your curse, you know, because you made a mistake or whatever. Or worse yet, somebody pushed you. One of your friends pushed you and caused that condition, and now you're living with it for the rest of your life. You know? Well, let's see if we can clear that from you. I want you to focus on that particular situation. And here we go. And we'll see if we can take away the energy to help you out a lot. So one, two, three, four, five, six, wow, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Ann, I'm going to get some water here.
Okay. If I can ask a question while you're doing that. What you, at the beginning of doing that clearing, you said it depends on what happens. And what came to me was that feeling of, you know, when you don't know what happened to you. Like all of a sudden you're just, you know, on the ground and you don't know how did you even fall.
Okay, that's
a
good...
You look behind you, what did I trip on? I didn't trip on anything, or, you know, and I think that's certainly happened to me. I can't imagine it hasn't happened to other people.
Yeah, and so we can address that a little bit here. So sometimes they drop in timelines, and the timelines aren't solidified yet. And the most common thing is you're walking, and you put your foot down, and all of a sudden maybe your ankle goes out, or... You know, you feel like the ground is like 6 inches or a foot below where your foot is, and you trip and fall. And you go, what the heck was that? You know, the ground's flat, but how could I do that? You know, did I step on a shoelace or something? But I don't wear shoelaces, you know? So your mind tries to figure out what it is, and it doesn't have a clue. So let's look at that, but we'll look at it more so as you were lost in space, okay? And here we go. So let's do a clearing for being lost in space for that issue that you have that you don't know where it came from, how you got it, and maybe the part of you that needs to be with you to make you complete. You know, maybe it could even be something dealing with part of your body. Maybe, you know, you have a condition to where maybe they didn't bring back one of the tendons in your legs or something, you know, and you're having a hard time walking all the time. You don't know what's going on. And so here we go. Let's just bring you back. Remember, we don't talk about you as in wholeness, but how about a little piece of you that's out there, okay? So this will be very interesting. So think of your condition. And here we go. So bringing you back from the time that you got lost in space. So one, coming back, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And maybe a muscle or ligament or something. I said tendon, I think. Well, that would be really drastic, but who knows? Here we go. So maybe somebody has a problem with that. Maybe they didn't make it correctly on one of those timelines. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'm getting really hot, so hopefully somebody is getting fixed here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll see what happens. Looks like we have a little comment here about the tutorials that we have. Maybe you can talk on that, Ann?
Yes. There's this wonderful gentleman who's a longtime listener of our shows and who's done many clearings with Ron, and he has done some tutorials for, especially for new people, but really anyone would, I'm sure, enjoy watching them. And You can on it's on the tips and topics page on the CLS chat connection welcome page. So if you have any trouble getting to that, you could send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we can send you the link. I think for people who listen to our shows on the computer, they know exactly what we're talking about. But if you call in on the phone, maybe you're not seeing that page so easily. So if you need any help with that, or for us to just send you the links to these tutorials, please just send us an email. And I should have said earlier, any questions for the shows, please send those to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if it's something for Ron specifically, please send that to creationlightship@yahoo.com. If it's about healings or something personal, you know, that's not for the show, send it there. Okay. And we have some more testimonials, Ron, from the expo. Ron recently was at three different expos. He was in New York City, Los Angeles, and near San Francisco and San Mateo, California. So we met a lot of new people, and probably a lot of them are listening. And some of them wrote in, so let me just find these. Here we go. Hello, Ron and assistants. Thank you so much for coming to the San Mateo Expo and allowing us to experience the light infusion chamber. I was in there as much as possible all weekend, and I feel wonderful. The actual time spent in there is calming, peaceful, and centering. Now I feel released of something, some things, not sure what. Just know I have less blocks and am moving forward in my life in every way more easily.
Right.
Well, and I think that's a common thing that happens, Ron. People have healings, and then they don't really know what happened. They just know something happened, and they're doing better in life.
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes.
Yeah, that's actually the best way to have a healing. You don't need to really know what it is. You have something, you know, and you don't need to really know what it is to have a healing. So I'm kind of reversing that. Some people are very mental, and they go, oh, I got this, I got that, and the other, which is okay. But when you go in the light chamber, the light doesn't judge you. It just takes away, and this is true with all the other clearings, it takes away, you know, what's the clearing is for, okay? And doesn't, you know, go, well, I don't know, this one is too heavy for us, we'll just let you suffer with this some more. No. You know, like in the emotional clearing, you know, it just clears it away. It doesn't care. It's just something that you connected to, right, which would be mind energy, bringing you down the wrong path. And it doesn't matter, you know, how wrong the path was for you or how much pain you're in or you're suffering. It just takes it away. That's what it's designed to do. So you don't have to really be that mental. Have to show up. I'll do a clearing here, and then we can get back to you, Ann. I was thinking there are probably some people out there who maybe are afraid maybe to speak. You know, maybe they got shot down, you know, early in life, kind of say something, and somebody kept telling them not to say that, or they're not good enough at their speech, or, you know, whatever it could be, you know. So now they're kind of timid. So we'll do that. The timid speech, maybe somebody stuttering out there and they don't know what's going on and they're embarrassed to talk. I think stuttering happens to deal with your mind's going so fast that you can't pick the words up. But, you know, aside from that, let's release the energy for people who are having a problem communicating. Maybe they're full of anxiety before they think of something. I want to know what to say the correct way or something. So here we go. So releasing that energy from you for talking, speaking. One, two, three. I think of an issue if you have one, or maybe even when it started. If not, it'll help you anyway here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, well, let's hopefully we help somebody out there who has a problem of, you know, maybe talking or stuttering or something. So we'll see what happens. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. What about if you said something, you know, kind of the opposite, like maybe you talked too much or you said too much and got a bad response from somebody or hurt somebody without meaning to?
Oh, okay. So that, so now you're being haunted for your whole life, huh?
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, that could happen. Maybe, for instance, you know, the pet animal lovers out there, maybe you kicked your dog and it, you know, was upset with you and it ran outside and got hit by the car. You know, got run over. I don't want to sound, you know, like a cheerful thing, which it isn't, but all of a sudden now you're carrying all that guilt. I shouldn't have kicked my dog, you know, and or something fell out of your mouth and your best friend, you know, they hate you or something. So here we go. Let's work with that issue, whatever you have with that here. Because remember, what happens is that one issue can change your whole life and it can go, your life can go to hell in a handbasket because of one issue. And you can put all these blocks up or it could block you and how the aliens want to deal with you. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. Think of something. So 1, 2, we'll give you peace. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And to kind of reverse this here, let's do a clearing for forgiveness. So sometimes it's hard for people to understand or even deal with because they have all this energy on something. And maybe what was done to you, you know, is completely wrong, 100%, we'll say. And you just can't forgive that person for doing what they did. Or, you know, the dog or cat or whatever. So here we go, forgiveness. So think of your issue that you have. And we'll release that issue. And, you know, if any of these seem to work for you, and we don't have it on the website, the special clearing can be used as a whole lifetime clearing for issues. So here we go. Forgiveness. And I think I might have a forgiveness clearing. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's a big one. Back to you, Ann.
Well, okay. Thank you, Ron. Maybe some people, for the forgiveness, they have to forgive themselves.
Yeah, I'll do a clearing for that.
Okay.
Forgiving yourself for something that happened to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, and another expo, testimonial, Ron. Light Chamber. Hey, y'all. I went into the Light Chamber several times during the recent expo in San Mateo. Each time I could feel more and more layers of past energies coming off. It was great. Now that a week has passed, the realization of just how much came off is hitting me. Past frustrations, judgments, and emotional scarring have been lifted. Now I can move on easily with my life the way I want to live it. Look forward to the next expo where the Light Chamber will be set up. Thanks again.
Wonderful.
It is wonderful. And I guess the next planned expo isn't until fall, right, Ron?
Back in New York? Yeah, it'll be back in Manhattan in October. And I think it's near the end of October. So that'll be the New Life Expo.
Okay. Great. And we have another testimony. I just want to remind everybody, this healing this person's referring to is one of the free healings, and Ron has a lot of free healings on his website that are so powerful and wonderful. So please check them out if you haven't already. You'll find them on the top left as soon as you go on there. And again, it's creationlightship.com. So someone wrote in, "Hi, Ron. This morning I awoke to a cloudy, depressing sky. After an hour, I remembered you gave us a gray sky and earth protection clearing. Within 2 minutes, the sky was clear. Thank you."
Whoopee. That's great.
Yeah, you just mentioned that healing, I think, on Monday, and somebody sent that in. So I've had good experience with that as well. Okay. So someone else wrote in, and I don't know exactly. We've kind of covered this person's question. They've had a traumatic experience in their life. They don't say what it is, and they're running a lot of timeline crashes on it, which is of course a great thing to do. And they're up to like 4,000, I believe they said. So they're wanting to know what else should they do to support, you know, to get it done faster, I guess, or more completely and thoroughly. And we've kind of been talking about that the whole show, how there's a lot of different angles to come at a problem. But I don't know if you have any input for that person, Ron, without knowing the details.
Oh, boy. I'd say heartache. Try a heartache clearing.
Okay. That's great. You just did a sample of that for us on the last show. That was wonderful. I hope that person was listening then. Okay, so we have probably the same person has written a few questions. I don't know if we'll have time to really discuss this, but one of the things you do on the eight-hour calls and are due for us on a lot of healings is you get out alien energies and parasites and things that are in our bodies. So there are also physical parasites in our bodies. So they're physical and they're energetic. And, you know I've heard different things like, you know, oh, someone ate something in another country and they had parasites and they had to get rid of them. So there are people that are aware of these physical parasites and they're not good for us. And then there are other things they say, oh, these are microbes or bacteria or something, and they are good for us and you need to have them in your digestive system and stuff. So someone's saying, aren't the parasites, maggots, spores, and fungus programmed to control the animals, trees, and people for their benefit? Like, I guess the people are wondering, like, is there something good about these parasites and stuff, or is it all not good for us?
Well, the alien ones would not be good. So thus we normally deal with are the alien ones. They could work into a physical one, too, with you. Remember, everything has an energetic counterpart in the physical. So it could be possible that, doing the eight-hour call, you could have some kind of relief with something that you're dealing with physically here. That's an actual physical-looking parasite. We normally deal with the energetic ones that you cannot see. But if you were able to get that special, say, microscope or something that was designed for detecting alien critters, then you would see them. So what happens is when we do the calls, on the eight-hour calls, we start taking these things out. And, you know, you can request a certain area. We go through different rooms, different areas of the body. And, you know, you start feeling better and better after each call. So initially when I first started the call, a long, long time ago, I thought maybe one or two calls would be enough and people would be great. Now, unfortunately, you know, that wasn't the case. I wasn't planning to do a whole bunch of these. And so now I'm doing them because each time people get on, they get a little better and better and better. And I'm sure we have people out there who've maybe been on them for quite a while, and they go, yeah, my life has completely changed around because I've been on these calls. And so it's kind of hard, you know, for the person who's very mental to think about some alien thing in you that is moving around and laying eggs and everything else in you and giving you poisons and waste products and stuff. And you wonder what's going on. But just know that each time you feel a little pain in your body, you know, you're at ease, you're watching TV or doing something else, and you go, ouch, what was that? You know, I think I got poked with a pin. Well, it could be one of those things biting you, or it could be some kind of experimentation on an alien timeline that you know nothing about, but your physical body felt it here. So there's a lot going on that we don't know about. And, you know, I won't say it's a scary thing to kind of know that. You know, just know that this is the way we are. You know, we're the host here for the aliens, and you want to get these things off of you. That's why we have the clearings, to give you more peace, to get you out of their jurisdiction, we'll say. So their jurisdiction is to control you. And how do you get out of their control? Well, they control you because they want to have your emotions. So you want to get rid of those emotions to have peace. You used to have peace. You know, you have peace when you're doing something in the creative mode, typically, and time stops for you, then you're at peace, and you're enjoying life. And most people, you know, don't have that luxury to be in peace all the time. Mind a heart drop can put you there in 15 seconds. And that's a very nice way to sample what peace is, the way it's supposed to be here. So we're still working on the aliens to get them out. That's what we're doing here, what I'm doing here anyway. And the more that you do on timeline crashes, the less hold they have on everybody. So each time you do a timeline crash, you could be helping out millions of people, literally, who are on that timeline with you. And, you know, you may not know them, but they're living that timeline. So you want to get them off of that, along with yourself. So that's why life is getting better and better. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. Okay, someone has a question about the nano body, or not nano body, nano clearing. And what happened is they purchased a nano clearing, then they updated it and got the unlimited, but the page that they go to says one-time use, and they want to be sure that they're in fact getting, you know, ongoing clearings. I'm pretty sure the answer to that is yes, right?
Yeah, that would be yes, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, I think I've noticed that before. The same thing happened to me. And I thought, well, we're very near the end of the show, but I read the other day that something about nanoparticles and how they're not good for us. They're in a lot of cosmetics, I guess, now. And they're touted for being wonderful by the cosmetics industry because they penetrate your skin. And I never really understood before what nanotechnology was, that you have this clearing for us to get it off of us. So is that kind of accurate, Ron? Is that what happens? It's stuff that goes into our bodies?
Yeah, that'd be correct. Yeah, and they get activated through, just say, the atmosphere and or through everybody out there who is connected, you know, from living here through your ancestors, which everybody normally is. So that's the problem that we're dealing with, is the situations of our ancestors and what's happened to us. So, well, I guess it's about that time. I got 55, so after. Okay. So let's do the heart drop, everybody. So here we go. Taking the energy from inside of your head, you have to command your spirit first to take those thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart, and you should be at peace. And do this yourself as often as you like. So here we go, dropping down. I count from 10 to 1 backwards after commanding your spirit to help you out with this here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, there you go. Your heart's centered, and you should be in peace. So we'll see you later. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, the people behind the scenes. Blessings, everybody. Good evening.